COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Just call Meghan Markle a diva?
And Sharon Stone got dumped, and she's telling us why.
Plus, are you in the mood, honey, for Irish eggplant? Well, ooh, honey, we'll tell you all about it. Who's serving it up?
Welcome to Dish Nation! And joining us again is our girl from Good Day LA, the one, the only, Amanda Salas.
Hey, thank you for the intro. Being here with you guys. And Chewy, you're going to tell us what's up first.
Uh-huh. All right. If there's any young supermodels watching, Amanda, I'm looking at you. Now here's your chance with Leonardo DiCaprio because he is single, y'all.
I'm single.
Yes, that's right. After 5 years together, he broke up with model Camila Marone just 1 month after she turned 25 years old, y'all. Oh. And it seems like a pattern for him because Leo, who's 47, also ended his relationship with Gisele Bündchen, Barbara Feli, and Blake Lively right before they hit their mid-20s. In fact, it seems like he's never dated anyone over 25, y'all.
Wow.
What do you guys think? Is there a true tiger never changes his stripes?
It seems like after all this time that maybe like Leonardo DiCaprio was like the real-life version of the guy Rose left on the Titanic. Like, I mean,
right.
Role reversal, for real. Maybe he doesn't have what it takes, honey, to satisfy an older girl so you get a younger one with your two.
Gary went there. Okay.
Maybe he doesn't want to date a chick who's old enough to accurately remember 9/11.
Right.
Oh, I met her once.
Jesus.
She's lovely. But besides her age, maybe someone reminded him that he's dating a brunette.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he goes, I got to go back to the blonde tourage.
Is it just blondies? It's been
Bar Raffaelli, Giselle, Blake Lively, a pattern. The Wolf of Wall Street, more like the Cougar of Hollywood Boulevard.
All blondies.
All blondies.
Amanda's right. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I guess when they get to that age where they can't go to Chuck E. Cheese anymore, he's just kind of like, you know what? I really don't need I don't want you no more.
She can rent a car. She's out.
Yeah, she can drive a car. She got her license. Nah, we're out of here.
That's probably it. You know, one lady he's probably not going to be dating is Sharon Stone.
Love you, Sharon.
I love her.
Honey.
Oh, a classic right there. But she's having trouble with younger dates, too. Sharon, who's 64, revealed that a younger man she was dating asked if she had ever had Botox.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. And even though she's done it in the past, she let the unnamed gentleman know she wasn't doing it anymore.
Good for you.
That's right, Sharon. She said, I saw him one more time after that, and then he wasn't interested in seeing me anymore. If you don't see me for more than that, you'll please find your way to the exit.
Wow. How you gonna diss Sharon Stone like that? A Hollywood legend.
Basic instinct. Well, asking people Botox is if they want, you know, cream with that. You know, how do you want your coffee? You can get your Botox at your dentist's office. You can get Botox at your nail salon.
Yeah. And you and Brett, you've been public about yours, you know, getting it in your little fillers in your forehead.
I don't give a damn. If somebody got something to say about it, they can get the hell on. I don't need it.
Okay.
I mean, people Photoshop their photos. This is Photoshopping your face.
Gary, if you ever got with a younger man and he asked you if you ever gotten injectables, would you be mad at him?
No, not really. But first of all, I mean, with me being as pretty as I am, that would not even be a question, honey. So, no.
He is the injectable.
Yeah.
He is the injectable.
Nah. Make no error, baby.
Yes,
baby.
That's why you're the injectable.
Okay.
Yes, honey.
All right. We'll take it a hard left from that story. Let's talk about love and hip-hop star Masika Kalisha. She's pissed off, too, but not at a man. Now, she filed the lawsuit against Hazel E and the Zeus Network. Forget this. $6 million.
Oh, my God. For what?
Well, because the two ladies sat down to settle their beef on the Zeus show, The Conversation, but things blew up. Masika's claiming Hazel and a cosmetologist assaulted her, causing scratches, bruises, and a broken finger.
Oh,
somebody can't fight. She also alleges that Zeus security groped her and commented on how thick she is. Now, Masika's demanding that the footage from the show be taken down, and we don't want any part of the lawsuit, so we ain't showing it. You just gotta use your imagination.
Right.
So, do you think that she'll even win, or should she even pursue this?
She may not win, but she will get a check, honey. I'm sure they're gonna pay her to keep her quiet.
If you go to the Zeus network, they're almost known for that. So if you go, you better know you're probably gonna throw them bowls somewhere along the way.
Right.
You know, all they do is fight. They don't even have storylines. Some of those guys or girls,
and they
just start fighting. You'd be like, damn.
They just start fighting.
Why they fight? You never know.
We see that on Real Housewives all the time. But I just want to know if the security guard called her thick, thick, or thicc.
Oh. It's a different kind of meaning.
All right. Okay, honey, let me adjust my fascinator, honey, because it's time for another. You, honey, look at me and wonder, how did I become such a diva?
This is true.
Apparently,
Gary, it must run in the family. So your cousin, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, sat down with Mariah Carey on her podcast and surprisingly gave Meghan props for being a diva. Check this out.
And yes, the diva thing we can play into. I mean, it's not something that I connect to, but if for you, it's been a huge
part of your diva moments sometimes, Meghan.
Don't act like it's
also the visual. It's the visual.
Okay, now Meghan went on to saying that she never considered herself a diva and even worked up a sweat when Mimi gave her the compliment. So is that a compliment? I mean, Beyonce says a diva is a female version of a hustler.
Yeah. Brett, would you consider yourself a diva in certain situations?
It depends on who's saying it and why they're saying it, you know.
Okay,
it can be used negative and positively.
Gary, when Meghan was little, did you instill these diva-like characteristics in her when you were teaching her?
Yes, truly, to be exact, when Meghan was definitely a small little lie, honey. I let her know that you are definitely somebody, and you are the diva that you are, and please never shy away from being called a diva.
What's the guy version of diva, though?
Devo.
Devo.
A Devo.
A Devo.
Whip it. Whip it good.
Or we could call it a nice queen, honey. Yes.
Devo.
All right, y'all. Now, okay, from diva to being clutched, honey. It's time for another
Eggplant alert, honey.
So turn up, honey. Brad tells us whose vegetable is a part of our dish today.
Oh, my God. Gary, baby. In the words of Gary, honey, we are serving organic Irish eggplant today. So Conor McGregor came through with a quick post and he deleted it of him getting that gawk-gawk action, okay?
That gawk-gawk 3000, right?
So on a sexy European holiday with his fiance Dee Delvin, the fighter accidentally posted a video of Dee enjoying his dish, not Dish Nation, but his dish on their yacht, if you know what I mean.
Conor's been feeling real loose because there's also another video that's gone viral of him showing off his workout moves, and it doesn't look like anything he would do to prepare for a fight, y'all. What do you think about those moves?
It looked like a stripper move, like he getting ready to be on Eva's show.
He's getting ready to be on
all the queen's men.
But you know, it looked like he was revving up a motorboat or something.
They even had the baby on the yacht, and the baby was looking like he was sick of everybody on that boat.
Up next, was Shakira warned years ago that Gerard Piqué would cheat on her? Well, we'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
My lips are not lying with this.
Well, the details of Shakira and her ex, Gerard Piqué's relationship keeps getting spicy.
Oh, so right now.
Yes, according to journalist Jordy Martin, Shakira was warned about her former boo. Ooh. He claimed that he personally knows Gerard and tried to warn her back in 2016 that her man was unfaithful.
Man.
He said, "I warned Shakira before while on a TV show and told her to watch out for Piqué because he was cheating on her. And when I said that, I received a serious warning."
That was very good.
Thank
good
you. Man. Yeah. The urgency, the urgency. But he also added, "Shakira is the victim in this case. She was deceived."
Wow. What do you think if a reporter was like, if a journalist tried to warn you about a significant other's cheating, would you take it seriously? Like, what
I'm going to stop you right
there. How well you know that journalist.
The credibility of a journalist is not that great unless I know them or we're friends already. I really wouldn't listen, but damn, 2 months after they broke up, he was with somebody else.
Yeah.
But you got to do your own homework. So I am the journalist. So I always go to see who they're following on social media. I like to see the ratio of women versus men.
Me too.
I got to put in the work. Okay. You ask around. You check the mutual friend circle. You got to put in the work.
No. Amanda, honey, believe it or not, Amanda, I am just like you, honey. I look, honey, I follow their social media, and if any of the queens, the guys look zesty, I know that me, honey, that's a queen on there that he's dealing with, and I will not deal with
him. You trust nobody.
That's not a journalist. That's a stalkerist.
Well, stalker, whatever.
No,
you gotta let the universe give you a sign sometimes. Like, PK rhymes with DK, and that should have been enough.
Honestly, and ignorance is not bliss for this. You know, you got to do your research. I will know how much his childhood home sold for in 1997 before the second date.
Oh, that's not
Watch out for Freaky PK, girl.
That's too much. What don't come out in the wash, come out in the rinse.
But it might come out in the dry, though, honey. I don't want it to dry.
And shout out to Gary, the zest whisperer. All right, baby?
Gary, you and me.
Do that, Poppy. Well, moving on. Looks like Brother Love has a dance routine to his comeback song, Gotta Move On, featuring my buddy Bryson Tiller. So this joint really has everyone on the internet two-stepping and diddy bopping. Take a look.
To the right, to the left, to the back, move forward. To the right, to the left, to the back, to the back. Yeah, get in your bag, stay in your bag. Ooh.
Okay.
Diddy bopping.
Diddy bopping. I haven't seen that in a while.
Well, I like when Young Miami commented on the video, Diddy, please.
Yes, love that too. Always checking him. Always checking
Love her.
Well, regardless of all of that, honey, I want to try it.
Okay,
do it. I would love to try it. Hey, Greg, would you try it with me?
You know what? If not, why not? Let's go.
Yes. Oh, honey, let's do the diddy.
Can we join in too?
No.
Hell yeah. Please join in, Amanda. Y'all join in, honey. Yeah.
So start to the right, one, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the back, to the front, to the back, to the side, to the back, diddy bop.
Let's add some Latin spice, Chewy.
Let's do that. They need us. Go right there. Back, front, diddy bop, diddy bop, diddy bop, diddy bop, diddy bop, diddy bop. I'm too good. I'm too good. See, we no.
The Latin side would be like.
We got to stop dancing. That was really good. That was really good.
Yes.
Are they still doing it?
Please, yes. Please stop. Yes.
Brett, you are the judge. Who did the best, Gary, HK, or myself and Miss Amanda?
Real quick before you vote, Brett, I got to let you know, we danced a cappella.
Bonus points. Bonus points.
We did too, kind of. We did too.
Well, I danced with Jesus, so I know I did good.
He danced with Jesus.
I don't want to choose sides, so I think you all did great.
Oh, thank you, Brad.
We'll take the participation award. Thank you.
You win.
All right, y'all, up next, Heidi Klum just gave new meaning to the word obsessed when it comes to her daughter. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Has empty nester syndrome pretty bad when it comes to her daughter, Lenny.
No.
Yes. During an appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden, she revealed that even though Lenny is off in college, she just can't get enough of talking to her. Listen to this.
It's crazy. Today, she had her first day in college this weekend. You know, she just moved in, and I call. Normally, she picks up, and then, you know, 3-4 hours, I don't hear anything. And I'm already, like, my head is going, where is she? What is she doing? Why is she not answering? I had called this weekend, like, every, like, 2 hours I called again, and I'm like, why don't you just call me back, you know?
Yeah.
Now I want the number of the roommate so that I can bug the roommate if she doesn't pick up.
Oh, you know what? Some people may think that's a lot. That's what my mom does. Yeah. But add grandma to the mix, and that's my life. Yeah. Can you imagine your mom calling you every 2 hours? Yeah, that's my life. So how about you guys?
It's not that many hours in the day. That's okay. At least I need to talk to my mom or text her at least 3 or 4 times a day.
A day?
Would you be okay with... you know, somebody's mom calling you to check in on their kid?
Yeah, I would have to send them the voicemail after a while. Like, you know, like, first couple times I'm cool. Like, after that, it's getting weird. Like, what you really want, mom? And your mom is Heidi Klum? Yeah. She's not here. Can you help me look for her?
HK, you're going to send Heidi Klum to voicemail?
My mom knows, too. She's like, you hit ignore, didn't you? I'm like, oh, stop, mom. I'm working. I love you.
Or the default, can I call you later? And they go, sure.
All right, moving on, y'all two. Didn't see this coming.
Okay, record
so
deal.
So a Southwest Airlines pilot was not here for a passenger's freaky photos, y'all.
No.
So during a flight to one of my favorite spots, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, the pilot kept getting nude photos airdropped to his iPhone, and it made him so livid that he jumped on the intercom and read the plane,
messy,
y'all.
Messy.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
Have you guys ever been airdropped an inappropriate picture either on a plane or at a work scenario? Has that ever happened to you?
It's not been pictures, but like someone like airdropped me their music because like my phone says my name, right?
They'll do that.
So the guy like right behind me is like, hey man, don't mean to bother you, man, but if you get a second, can you listen to that? And I'm like, because I was trying to look around and figure out where it came from.
Yep, I
hate
that.
That's pretty bold. But that's pretty bold.
But truly, this is the honest truth. I just learned about this morning. Remember, we were talking about this morning.
Gary, you don't even know how to work your phone. You have an iPhone and you have a Droid.
Yeah, but I don't know how to. Nobody airdropped. I mean, nothing like that. I wish somebody would airdrop.
You don't even use your iPhone. You use the Droid.
I don't know how to use it, but I'm gonna use it. But not this airdrop thing is interesting.
Gary, I think you're thinking of another airdrop, baby. You've been airdropped before from the air and dropped on a bed.
I just
we're talking about phones.
Try not be telling people.
Don't be telling people. Messy.
All right, up next, it's the battle of the chicken sandwiches. Wingstop or Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's getting saucy. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
I saw the last story of the day, so...
Dish it.
Yesterday, Wingstop announced that they're going to be carrying a new item, chicken sandwiches.
Oh, Lord.
In all 12 of their wing flavoring.
Uh-oh.
No.
Buffalo Wild Wings decided to rain on Wingstop's parade because shortly after the big announcement, Buffalo Wild Wings announced that they also have a new chicken sandwich, but with 26 sauces to choose from.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wow, they went there.
26 sauces?
That's a lot.
Wingstop's pettiness kicked into overdrive because they responded by tweeting, imagine trying your best to outdo our 12 signature flavors with 26 pathetic sauces and seasonings. Quality over quantity, people.
Mic drop. Yo, I love when big brands like this beef on Twitter and they start going at each other. Like, I live for that kind
of
stuff.
But chicken is the new beef, Chewy.
Yes.
Chicken is the new beef.
It's the new beef.
What's y'all favorite Wingstop flavors right now?
Lemon pepper for me.
Hot honey rub? Gary, is that your nickname?
Hot honey rub, yes.
Yeah. Honey rub? You got to ask somebody, Amanda.
Yes,
Gary.
That's a stripper name.
That's
a stage name.
Whatever you need rubbed, I could do it.
Hot honey rub, yes.
Full stop. Wingstop, full stop.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.